got sunlight on the sand, we got moonlight on the sea.
We got mangoes and bananas you can pick right off a tree.
We got volleyball and ping pong and a lot of dandy games.
What ain't we got?
We ain't got days.
What do you think makes a good Dame?
Oh, don't do that.
No, no. I can do it. Looking at you now, right? You've got a bonny little face. Quite seriously, you could be a Dame. You could be a Dame. Now, I don't know how old you are. There comes a point where people try and do Dame too young, and it becomes a bit sick. I mean, you sort of grow into being a Dame, you know.
Right.
And I just feel as if I am now perfect to start playing a Dame.
Right.
And like old people can do, they can say anything because they're old and get away with
yeah.
it, you know. So, unfortunately, I think, what would you do for makeup? And I'm not switching questions. I want you to answer them, because then
okay.
I can.
Do,
what
do
would you do
what?
For makeup?
I'd probably go for the lipstick down the middle. Yeah.
No.
No. You see, you're asking
no,
me. Every, just tell
everything.
Me.
Your face is there.
Right.
So the most I would allow, say you were in a show of mine.
Yeah.
The most I would allow you would to be to highlight your eyebrows.
Yeah.
And a little bit of red stuff on your cheeks, but not like a clown.
Yeah.
Not like a clown. Just to give you a little bit of colour, and I promise you, you'll be okay.
Right.
Get the wig is essential.
Right.
And you don't sort of look at other people and say, right, well, Beric wears a bun in the back of the head, so I'll go for that. Although that's, you know, it's very nice.
Yeah.
It's a compliment when people try and do that. But try and find another kind of look for you.
There is nothing like a Dame. Nothing.
And voice, you said last time we spoke not to do a voice.
No, but at the same time, you don't walk on stage and go, I am a man in a frock, laugh,
yeah.
laugh,
yeah.
laugh. You don't do that. Joe Pasquale's got a wonderful voice for Dame, you know. But otherwise, what you do if you do a high-pitched voice, you know, you make men in the audience uncomfortable. And your job as Dame, right, is the hardest job in the world in pantomime, because you have to appeal to everyone from the youngest, say, 3-4-year-olds, to however old, right, 100 years old. And you must appeal to all of them, and your personality must go across the footlights and hit the back of the gods. That is your job. But you make one man uncomfortable, then you failed as a Dame.
Right.
Men come to our pantomimes and they're comfortable with me, because I make them feel at ease.
I think I've got a good idea of what to where to go now.
Which that's right.
Yeah, I'll play Jack.
I'll use that.